deceitful. Deceitful stuff. Well, if I just had more money, everything would be all right. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. There's always something else. But if he's your shepherd, I do not want.
The devil wants to talk to you about cares and worries, but you don't have to listen. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to cast your cares onto the Lord and declare His blessing in your life.
Go with me now over to 2 Corinthians and let's look in the 8th chapter. Now, the Apostle Paul is talking about an offering. He's talking about a blessing offering. Verse 6, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. All of this has to do with the blessing of Abraham through Jesus on the Gentiles. We're the grace crowd. Amen. 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 We're the seed of Abraham by the grace and mercy of God through the shed blood of Jesus, our Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still with me now?
Yes.
All right. Now follow this. Now he said, you abound in faith, utterance, knowledge, diligence, and in your love to us, or your love for the ministry, love for your man of God. See that you abound in this grace also. This is obviously something they didn't even know about. Here's a grace they hadn't heard of. Now, once you see what he said, you'll understand why we haven't gotten away from our subject at all. We're still talking about the wall of separation between the curse and the blessing. Amen. Now, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he was made a curse for us. He redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed to everyone that hangeth on a tree. Huh? Poverty is part of that curse. It's not part of the blessing. The blessing don't make poor. The blessing makes rich. I've been poor. Rich is better. I've been in there, and I'm not going in there again. Now look, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. Now he said, here's a grace that until now you didn't even know anything about. So, he's talking to them now about a wall between them and poverty.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
You see that? The redemption. He's redeemed us from the curse. So he's redeemed us from the curse of poverty. You get over there in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy where the curse is listed, and you'll find it there. All over the place. It's a curse. Well, we're blessed. And that action is right there. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. He bore that poverty so that you through his poverty might be rich. Now then, let's go on over here to the 9th chapter. Verse 6, this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Now, you have to understand, he's still talking about this grace.
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Now, they were abounding in faith, utterance, knowledge, love for the ministry. He wrote them a letter over there in 1 Corinthians, and it got that bunch straightened out. Now, they were after it now. They were abounding in faith, abounding in utterance, abounding in knowledge, abounding in their love for one another and for the ministry. But he said, all right, now, here's a grace you don't know anything about, and you need to develop in this. You need to be abounding in this.
Yes.
Well, what does the word abound mean? Overwhelmingly more than enough. Extreme. They started accusing me of being an extremist. And I was guilty. I still am. I believe this. I walk in it, act on it, live it, expect it. And I do everything I can find in it to do, to abound in it. Now, again, he which sows sparingly reaps sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man. Who is the every man in 7? That's the he in verse 6. He which sows sparingly. He which sows bountifully. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace abound towards you.
That's right.
That's right.
All of it. Grace you don't even know anything about, brother. Not just those handful. All grace. Say all grace.
All grace.
Ooh, wonder what that might be. Abound towards you. Why? What's the purpose in it? It's right there. So that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As long as the economy is all right.
No,
especially when the economy is not all right.
Amen.
We're the answer to bad economy. God is the answer. He is the source. We're the channels.
Amen.
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 Amen. God, who is the source, Amen. Is able to make all grace abound toward you.
Amen.
So what are we talking about when we're talking about grace? We're talking about that wall. We are talking about God treating us like we never had sinned. I mean, man, by the blood of Jesus, when you do sin, repent.
Amen.
Confess the thing. Release your faith. He's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Get up from there and forgive somebody. Hallelujah. Get over in the love of God. And put his words in your mouth. And begin to walk and praise and worship God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You may abound to every good work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, 1 Peter 5. Excuse me. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. Now, what is humility? Well, we're about to find out, and it's not what you think it is. Humility is not talking ugly about yourself. It's not running yourself down, debasing yourself. Well, you know, I'm just so unworthy. I'm just so no good. Who told you that? Well, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. You can't be both. You're either an old sinner or you've been saved by grace. Now, if you're saved by grace, then you're not some old ugly nothing crawling around in the dirt. You're a born-again, word-born child of the living God.
Yes.
The blessing of Abraham is in and on you. That's not humility. You find out right here what it is, because he's about to tell you. God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time. It isn't that he don't want you exalted, but he don't want you exalting you.
Amen.
You can't exalt you without getting out from under that blessing. You can't exalt you without getting selfish. You can't exalt you and live in faith at the same time. You start exalting you and you've broken the grace.
That's it.
Boundaries. Grace and mercy. Amen. Giving thanksgiving to our God who always causes us to triumph. So, what does he say? What is humility? Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, because he cares for you. Now, doesn't that mean that if you cast your care over on him, he's going to take it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then that makes him the caretaker. When you say, Jesus, I'm telling you right now, this job situation is my care, and I'm coming out from under it. You're God, I'm not, I'm blessed.
Amen.
And you're able to make all grace abound toward me, and I'm not carrying the care of this thing. I'm not touching it in my thought life. I am not touching this thing in fear. I am not going to touch it. I'm rolling all the care over on you. And stop and listen real quietly, because you will hear him say, I will take care of it.
Amen.
Now, what have you done? You have humbled yourself under the mighty hand of God. You weren't created to carry care. You're not a burden. You're not a beast of burden. You weren't created to do that. You're in the image of God. In no time were you supposed to have a pile of care on your back. You remember what Jesus, he reamed those Pharisees out for that. He said, you put care on these people and you load them up. And then later he said, these are the ones that are sown among thorns, such as the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches entering in chokes the word and it becomes unfruitful. Didn't say riches, said the deceitfulness of it. That's making money your God. Instead of walking in the blessing, it's deceitful. Deceitful stuff. Well, if I just had more money, everything would be all right. No, it wouldn't. No, there's always something else. But if he's your shepherd, I do not want. I don't want. I said, I don't want. I don't have the driving, I got to get this on the inside of me. Why? It was my care. And I rolled it over on him. and he's exalting me about it. We're not quite done yet. Now look at this. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Well, bless God, I'm not one of the whoms that he can. I'm not going for that. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace. Oh, the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered, or after you have resisted the devil for a while. What are you doing? You're fighting the good fight of faith. Yeah. You're standing on the word of God. You don't carry care, praise God. You roll that care over on him. And you are shouting the victory whether it looks like it or not.
Yeah. Amen.
And people will come up to you and say, don't you care? No. I rolled all my care over on him. He cares for me, and I am here to obey. I am here to go bless. I don't have a care. I don't have a care over that debt. I spoke to the mountain of that debt and cast it into the sea. And I'm walking in praise and thanksgiving. Continuing to make my wants known to God through thanksgiving and praise, not through anxiety. Be anxious for nothing but in prayer and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And your mind starts to play and go, oh, God, yeah, but what if you... Shut up that yeah, but. Get your yeah, but out of the way. Stop it. Stop that. I don't know whether I can or not, Brother Cole. Don't you come at me with that. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yeah, you can do your part, which is to roll the care and cast down those imaginations and bring every thought into obedience of Christ Jesus. No, 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 you're not putting that in my mind. I don't have that care. I roll that care over on the Lord. Let me show you something here. You say, Brother Copeland, could I see your preaching notebook? I don't have it. I didn't say there wasn't one. I don't have it. I cast it over on him. Now, the devil won't come talk to you about that care. He won't come talk to you about that debt. He wants to talk to you about the pain, about the sickness, about the disease, about the marriage, about the job, about the economy. Don't talk to him about it. Say, no, 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 no. I have cast that over on Jesus. Now, if you're going to talk to somebody, go talk to him. I am resisting you. Yes. Get out of my face. Yes. Get out of my life with that. You're not getting in my mind on it. I won't allow you in there. You're not coming. No, sir. Now, you notice how quick he handed me that back? It's mine. You go to the Lord and start worrying around, he'll just give it right back to you, too. You made that mess. And if you want to carry it, you can. But it's against his word if you do. You cast it over on him, and don't go back and pick it up. Don't get on there and get in your face, oh, I got to have that money for that bill. Oh, God, help me, help me, help me, help me. Oh, shut up, Job. Get up from there. The devil comes around and you can just tell him, look, I don't have a care. I don't care. I have rolled my care over on Jesus. There's some guys came into Smith Wigglesworth one time. They'd having a big meeting. He, man, what a man of faith. And then they walked in there and they had a whole stack of bills that had been incurred over this meeting. And they handed them to him and said, what are you going to do with that? Well, they handed it over to him, and they didn't understand him at all. Well, he'd already prayed and rolled the care of it over on the Lord, but they didn't know anything about that. He said, oh, talk to God about that. Walked off. Bill's on the building, man. He's talked to God about him. These are the guys that, they didn't know what he's doing. But he wouldn't carry the care, and it wasn't but about 3 or 4 more days all the money came in. He went in there and paid them. Hallelujah. That's the way the blessing works, and that's the way care works. And you just tell the devil, you have no idea how much I don't care. I refuse to touch the care. Don't talk to me about the care. If you want to talk to somebody about that care, go talk to my caretaker. His name is Jesus, and the last time you talked to him, you got the slats kicked out of you. But now if you dumb enough to do it, you go talk to him about it. Man, I'm telling you, things start working, things start gathering up. They were ready all the time, but you kept it, you kept the communication broken because you kept carrying the care. Instead of rolling it over on him. What are we talking about here? Maintaining that blessing wall. Maintaining that wall. Refusing to worry. Refusing to carry it. Why? What do I care? I don't have a care. Now that's called being clothed with humility. I don't have a care. He is my Lord, He's my Savior, and He's my Melchizedek.
Yes, He is.
Well, did you get anything out of this tonight? Stand up and let's give the Lord some praise here. Say it out loud, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm not cursed, I'm blessed.
I'm not cursed, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed coming in.
I'm blessed coming in.
I'm blessed going out.
I'm blessed going out.
Blessed in the field.
I'm blessed in the field.
I'm blessed in the city.
I'm blessed.
I'm a giver.
Not a taker.
I'm not a borrower.
I'm blessed.
I don't have a care.
Greater is He that's in me
than he that's in the world.
I'm strong in the Lord.
Power of His might.
Greater is He that's in me
than he that is in the world.
He's
able to make all grace abound toward me.
I receive it.
I receive the grace. In Jesus' name,
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010, in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.
Right now, I want you to hold in your hands, with your imagination, hold in your hands that thing that is trying to put pressure on you, that thing that is trying to bring care on you, and I want you to see yourself just cast it over onto the Lord. That's what the scripture tells us to do. It says, cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. And now you begin to declare that the blessing of God is at work in your life right now. Now listen to me, you can abound in God's grace. You can abound. What does that mean? It means you can grow in it. You can thrive in it. And that grace is God's, it's what He's given to you through Jesus Christ. And a part of that is your ability to rise rise above poverty, rise above sickness, because all of that is a part of the curse. Now, every Friday, as many of you know, is offering day here on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to read to you out of the book of Galatians chapter 6. And this is a scripture my grandfather often refers to in receiving these offerings. Let me read this to you from Galatians 6, verse 6. It says, "Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived." In other words, you could say it like this: don't be confused. Don't be confused about this anymore. Don't be confused about what? God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Now, you can apply that to everything. And today I want to apply it to the way we give, the way we sow. And if this broadcast has been a blessing to you and other ministries are a blessing to you, what you want to do is you want to get in there and partner with them the way that many of you have partnered with KCM, and we thank you for it. But you want to get in there and lock in with them in the plan and the vision that God has laid before them to do. And this scripture is where you stand and you say, "Lord, I'm sowing this and I believe I receive on the authority of your word." Father, I thank you today for the giving of our partners and our friends. Lord, we receive it. We receive it humbly, but we receive it boldly, knowing that you've called us for such a time as this into the kingdom of God. And we step boldly into that call today in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the hundredfold return that's at work in them now on the authority of your word. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, for those of you who are listening by radio or watching on television or internet, if you're receiving this broadcast outside of the United States, your offering stays in that area of the world, wherever you sow. So partners, we thank you so much for being a part of this ministry. Praise God for you. I want to let you know, you need to go to church this weekend. Get into a Bible-believing, Jesus-preaching, faith-living church. Amen. Next week, Gloria will be on with her guest, Billy Brim. They'll be having some wonderful broadcasts that you need to be a part of. Thank you so much for tuning in all week. We can't wait to see you again soon. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD, or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. The world around you is changing every day, but one thing remains the same: God's Word. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine is full of life-changing teaching that will help you and your family live in the fullness of God's blessing. Build your faith as you read word-based teachings from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the real-life stories of believers from around the world. Request your free subscription today. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Words you can build your life upon. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
And that's what we're going to be talking about: prayer. Prayer is communication with God. Actually, it is working with God.
That's right, yeah.
So that His will can be done on the earth.